Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda. It is Sportsnet 650, and now very happy to be joined by Alvin Williams, Sportsnet NBA analyst, and of course, longtime Toronto Raptor. Thanks for doing this, Alvin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well, man. Thanks for making the time today. It's really been a crazy last week. When you see what's been going on all across the world, and certainly through many of the major cities in the United States, how are you feeling? What are you seeing?
Oh, man, it's very upsetting. It's discouraging at times. You know, it's one of those things where you don't feel absolutely safe all the time. You're just trying to wrap your mind around everything and having young kids and trying to explain these things going on. But you know, for me, being a black male in America for 45 years, I've seen these situations over and over and over again, and I've seen the protests. I've seen the violence, I've seen the injustices, I've seen it all, and it's just like, all right, is there a solution? If there even is there a solution, what is it? And just trying to wrap your mind around it, come up with the right thing to do, all right? You don't know what the right thing to do is, because you've seen silence, and you've seen peaceful protests, you've seen, on the other side of the spectrum type of protests where it comes to violence and it comes to destruction. So, like, what is it that you have to do in order to be heard and, for a change to really come about? So that's where we are right now, just still trying to figure it out and make the most sense out of all of this madness.
Absolutely. And, you know, every person is having that internal discussion of you know, their role and how they kind of go forward. And we all have to kind of change. And some of those biases and stereotypes we have in our mind, we got to unlearn some of those. And a part of this is also understanding that, you know, not only in the United States, but I guess here in Canada as well, that there are, seems to be, when it comes to justice and the way that people are treated, there are different sets of rules, and that's not right. You know, as somebody who grew up in the United States, when did you realize that it was different sets of rules for black people? Because I imagine, you know, growing up as a kid, that must have been a pretty alarming moment when you kind of clue into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It wasn't for me. Probably wasn't until my high school years. You know, growing up, being in an environment where it was predominantly black, you didn't have to worry about anything like that, right? Because you weren't around, you know, white people too much. You didn't see the differences, you know. And I was in a situation where my parents sent me to an all white school. And I went to a private school about 20 minutes outside of my neighborhood. And it wasn't until it was times for me to, you know, whether it was date someone or it was go to a party or do something outside of school with people from Germantown Academy or the opposite race. And my parents were hesitant. And it was like, well, why are you so hesitant when you put me in this environment? You know, and, you know, I just never forget my senior year. And we used to have senior week, and all the seniors would go away down to the shore for a week, you know, just as seniors, no parents, and my parents wouldn't let me go. And I thought that was the most disappointing thing. I was like, I graduated, I did exactly what you want me to do, and my dad had to sit down. I was like, you don't have the ability. I don't feel safe for you going in that environment down to the beach with your classmates being a black man, because anything could happen. You have a lot at risk, and things just aren't – you don't have the same playing field as your friends. And that right there smacked me right there. And I remember my freshman year going to school at Villanova, and I remember getting into a fight on campus and being arrested and everything. Nothing brutal. The police didn't, you know, do anything out of normal, but they arrested me for a simple fight where another student or possibly a white student – may not have gotten arrested, right? I was taken in to the precinct, right? So a lot of things you start hearing, you start getting information, and you start seeing a difference. And then when you start getting exposed to different people and different environments and different, you see the news more, you travel a little more, you see it more and more. But I would answer your question, I guess, around high school, where I just start feeling it a little different, being black and being a black man.
It does feel And correct me if I'm wrong, but it does feel that there is a little bit more unity, and we are seeing more people than we had in the past buy into this message. And I feel like that's a strong way to continue it moving forward, because yeah, we've seen this happen far too often, and we've had riots and we've had these protests so many times, Alvin. When is it going to do enough that we actually get some significant change?
And that's the thing, right? It's kind of like you don't want to see. I had a friend who owns a business downtown Philadelphia, and he had to go and clean up, right? Because his storefront was damaged, right? And you have somebody who worked so hard for things to be damaged. And then I talked to him, and it's like he totally understands it. So he took himself, his business, his finances, and everything out of it, understanding what the purpose and the cause was, right? But the one thing I will say, I'm seeing people after the destruction, people are coming together cleaning up. Like, that's something. It's like, all right, we're going to mess things up, but we're going to get together and clean up. And to your point, people are joining forces to make a difference. But once again, I saw it when Barack Obama was elected, right? I saw so much unity, and it brought a proud feeling to be an American. You know, when I saw the unity and I saw people coming together, and not just, you know, being the first black president of the United States, but I saw white people enjoy. I saw black people enjoy. I saw everyone together, you know, at that time. And then 4 years, 8 years later, you have someone like a Donald Trump that comes into office, and the division is magnified even more. And the violence is even more. More protest groups are even more black and white type of protests. So it's like it goes back and forth depending on the leadership or the time of the economy or the time of the social stuff. It just goes back and forth, which lets me know that nothing is really changing. It's just it's like the flavor of the month. When's the next incident going to happen that all of this stuff happens again once we came together to clean up, and, you know, the silence and the media outlets aren't, you know, advertising as they have been. You see a lot of the destruction. You don't see much of the peaceful protests. So it's just something where I just can't wrap my mind around what's the overall purpose of what we're doing to try to get things back in order.
You listen to Reach Deeper in conversation with Alvin Williams. Alvin, this is obviously seen as an American issue right now based on the fact that, you know, a lot of these, the majority of these injustices have been happening in the United States in the past weeks, but there's a history there, a 200 year plus history that I think the country is yet to reconcile or even attempt to address in a lot of ways. But as we know, Canada and this country isn't perfect either. We have our issues. Did you, from your experience playing in Canada, was there a difference? Did you have similar experiences in Canada as well?
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's not fair. It's not accurate because I'm an athlete, right? I'm the guy that people will recognize. But sometimes that can go against you as well. But fortunately, it didn't for me. It's times when I got stopped by the cops in Canada with no license or anything, or, you know, American plates and American license and stuff like that. And, you know, hey, man, just be safe. Get home safely. Or, you know, so I've never in my life experienced it, you know, in Canada. You know, I'm treated differently. But, you know, maybe if I had a brother or one of my friends came to Canada, they would see it. They would see the difference. But I didn't get a chance to see it in Canada. But trust me, I definitely understand. I definitely recognize and I definitely believe it's everywhere. It's not just an American problem. It's a world problem. And that's when it comes to the human race once again, man. It's like if you're born and you don't have that compassion, that empathy, that respect, that understanding, that love in your heart, man, it comes from something that I don't even know how you can change that. I don't know how you can change it. Someone asked me not too long ago, what would you say to someone? And I'm like, if that person doesn't have those qualities that I was raised on or I go by, I don't know what you say to a person that doesn't have that understanding and that willingness to make a change or make a difference, you know, with themselves, let alone, you know, millions and millions of people. So that's the thing. That's where we are. But I do understand that Canada has the same problems as well.
Alvin Williams, our guest. You've mentioned you feel like the the overall message is kind of getting lost in you know, the focus on the looting and the destruction and the vandalism that's been ongoing as well. But what do you hope is the end of all of this? Of course, we want equality. We want to see that, get closer to that. But what do you hope for when you see some of this, when we see this end?
I mean, of course, you want the equality. You want everything. More so, I want people to have understanding. I want somebody to understand when, you know, someone is not treated fairly and they go about their life a different way, or they've seen racism over and over and they're not sure. I want somebody to understand, like, if they're driving and they get stopped by the cops, why a black man is scared, why a black woman is scared, right? And it's not because of, you know, black people are lazy, we're violent, we're this, we're that, not the stereotypes that you hear. I want more of an understanding. So even if you don't agree with it, like, you have arguments all day. You and I, we can have an argument about LeBron James and Michael Jordan all day. And I think Michael Jordan, you think LeBron James, but we can see each other's point. We can step outside and see each other's point. And if it's about going about your separate ways, you go about your separate ways. But it doesn't have to resort to violence, or it doesn't have to resort to putting the other person down. And the other person, we both can stand up with our heads high. We both have the same opportunities. We both can communicate, whether we agree or disagree, but we're both treated as human beings. And I think that's basically what it comes down to. I don't know if it's going to be a utopia. I don't know if it's going to be that, but I think the understanding and the ability for a conversation to be had by both sides, you know, blacks have to understand where white people are coming from and, you know, vice versa. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, understanding and an ability to communicate and have some type of feeling for how the other person is feeling themselves.
Yeah, having some compassion, and I think you're absolutely right about that. Yes. It's not only about listening to somebody, right, Alvin? It's about also understanding where their point of view is coming from. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, having that compassion to understand that this is this person's story, and I need to listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's human. That's a human quality, right? That's listen to your story, and I can learn from it. I could become a better person. I can educate someone in my household so when they go out, because all of us are going to have maybe a situation where they're uncomfortable and they'll need some support at some situation, whether it's going off to school, whether it's traveling, whether it's their job, their profession. And I think the more information that you get from different views and different perspectives, that's what makes you go forward, right? And I was listening to an interview with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, and they were just talking about how whites and blacks, how they're surprised more people don't start businesses together because of their perspectives, their experiences, and their knowledge coming from different sides to create one powerful entity, right? And that sounds great, but that, if you think about it, that's a reality. That's something that is unbelievable. Things like that aren't approached like that, right? But it's a deep-rooted problem that prevents that. But I definitely believe being able to listen to other people, have some compassion, have some understanding, and at some point, maybe the working together will come a part of it as well.
Do you think sports has a big role to play in trying to, you know, educate and continue the conversation forward?
I think any platform, substantial platform, powerful platform, have a role, I think, because these are desperate times. And I think, you know, the one thing that upsets me a lot, you know, we use sports and we use the players as entertainers. And, I hate going back with the black-white issue, but, you know, it's one of the things where a lot of the powerful black people in the world, they're looked as entertainers, right? They're looked as the people that they play a sport well, or they are, you know, an actor or entertainer or something like that, right? It's not too many people that are revered and looked at in the black communities other than that figure, right? So I think if that is the case, then make sure that these entities that support us, the ownerships, the actual leagues, provide a platform for athletes to speak on. And with the support of the ownerships and the leagues as well, I think sports can definitely play a big role, not the only role, because once again, they're looked at as entertainment. You look at the NBA trying to come back now, right? And they're labeling sports as an essential, you know what I mean, essential thing where they can come back. Just like, you know, hospitals and, you know, law enforcement. There are essential such things that you can get back to reality, get back to life. So why not use that as a platform to create, you know, more of a awareness for these type of situations? Not saying it's the only thing and not putting the pressure on athletes, but I think as a sports collective, all the leagues, all the players together definitely could make some type of impact or have some type of influence.
Well said. Alvin, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk about these issues today. All the best, and we'll be talking again soon. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. And it's great that you guys are covering this and having it on your platform as well, man, because it's definitely needed. The attention is needed, and it's great to be on with you guys. Thank you for having me.